time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Don't eat that cookie dough, you'll get sick. I remember hearing that as a kid, usually right before I'd eat a delicious spoonful of raw cookie dough or cake batter. Turns out there is some truth to that warning. The Centers for Disease Control report close to 50 people across several states have been stricken with E. coli from contaminated flour, and many of them ate raw flour in cookie dough. Recalled products were sold in stores nationwide and could be in your pantry. The flour was sold under three brand names: Gold Medal Flour, Signature Kitchens Flour, and Gold Medal Wonder Flour. The varieties include unbleached, all-purpose, and self-rising. General Mills has issued a voluntary product recall. So far, no one's died, but many people have been hospitalized. As a kid, I always was told it was the raw eggs that were the problem. We often had chickens and either gathered our own fresh eggs or got them from neighbors. We dutifully washed the eggs before we used them, but in our family, we never ate raw eggs, except, of course, and cookie dough. I worked in local dairies through high school and college. I drank a lot of raw milk and I never died, but there are some very good reasons to pasteurize raw milk. I'm a former public health employee, so you can call my opinion biased if you wish. Selling raw milk is illegal in 18 states because of the small risk of serious contamination, even from very small, clean, green pasture, organic dairies. Selling raw milk is legal in California, but Humboldt County wisely has an ordinance prohibiting its sale. Pasteurization is supported by the CDC, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, and the American Academy of Pediatricians. An amusing story came out of West Virginia recently when their legislature approved the sale of raw milk through shares in dairies. One of the sponsors, Delegate Scott Cadle, celebrated by bringing a couple gallons of raw milk into the Capitol. Three people got ill and went to the hospital after they drank that milk. The health department there could not find a conclusive link between the illnesses and the raw milk, in part because they could not obtain a sample from Cadle of the milk that he gave out. Cadle, the guy who distributed the milk, said, quote, "It ain't because of the raw milk. With that many people around and that close quarters and in that air and environment, I just call it a big germ. All that capital is a big germ." That's the end of his quote. For more information on the raw flour recall, go to the General Mills website. And a very interesting article on raw milk can be found in Mother Jones, the October 2012 issue. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.